Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you anticipate any rust?
Yeah, so I think it's a totally fair question, Jeff. I don't think I can predict that type of thing, but I know this. He's focusing on his work. You got really, in any endeavor, you got to focus on your preparation for Sunday. You can't really worry about Sunday until you worry about Wednesday.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
That was Stefanski on, will Deshaun Watson have some rust? And it's a great question. I'm actually thinking about possibly live betting that game because he might not have some rust, but we shall see. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski with you. We're going to take a look at our favorite props and matchups for the weekend. But Joe, I know you have some info you want to share with us because teasers have been doing well recently. I swore off of them, but perhaps you can twist my arm and I will be back.
Well, a lot of people swore off teasers because they were sick of losing money because it was ridiculous. This is why the survivor pools were blown up in the first 8-9 weeks of the year. Why many of them, 99%, was cleared out. You know what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks? We've talked about it a little. Survivor pools have been boring because everybody keeps winning. These big favorites keep advancing. They keep winning. And a lot of times when you're able to tease down the big favorites, they're going to cover that number for you as long as the number isn't too large. So I was going over the last number of weeks. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, went over the last 5 weeks because that's when it really took a turn. And here's what we've seen. Now, I just looked at games with totals that were lower than 47. And just somewhere around there, 47 or lower. And I looked at games where you're going through two key numbers, meaning the 3 and the 7. So you're either teasing.
And is that the Wong teaser method for those that don't know?
Yeah, that's the most popular one. I mean, it makes the most sense to go through the 7 and the 3. So if you're at 7 or above, some only do it if it's above 7 down. And so if you're under 3 and you tease up through the 3 and the 7, right? So I only looked at those games. Paul said he hit every teaser last week, and I certainly believe him because I looked at all the teaser options from week number 12. Aaron, they went 6-0. 6-0. Yeah. So I looked at week number 11. Like, oh, okay, let's see. We got the Rams. You could tease them up, and that would have covered the Raiders. They ended up winning that game. They were a dog. That went 2-1. The only loss was the Packers, and you would have teased that to 8.5. They end up losing by 10, so that did not cover. In week number 10, they go 3-1. Week number 9, there were no teaser options that we like to go by at kickoff. And in week 8, they went 6-1. So in the last 5 weeks, the Wong teaser going through two key numbers, they have a record of 17-3 over 5 weeks. 85% have been hitting, including the 6-0 last week. Yeah. So does it make sense? Yeah, of course it makes sense. Because, look at the teams that we thought were good that are not good, that the market completely mispriced. And some of it is due to injury. This week, the Rams are viewed as one of the worst teams in the NFL for good reason, right? And they don't have their quarterback. They don't have their star receiver. They don't have their star defensive player in Aaron Donald. They have nothing. And in the beginning of the year, they were favored against most opponents and favored by a wide margin. You know what I mean? Like, there are teams like, I don't know, who else? Oh, I don't know, the Denver Broncos. People were picking them to win the Super Bowl before the season started. And now we realize in the middle of the season, oh, wait, they're terrible. This is a disaster. This is a team you want to fade every week. We've been waiting for the majority of the season for Rodgers to go off, for Tom Brady to go off, and it just hasn't happened. So we have a better idea. As much as we think we know in the summer, we don't know anything when it comes to the NFL. And there are always surprises to the good and to the bad. And once you get to weeks number 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
yeah,
now you have a good idea of what the hell these teams are.
It, honestly, I want to put this as like a note in my phone for next season. Weeks 8 through 13, just start going, like looking at teasers, because it's probably, I don't know the history, but I would assume it's very similar, because you do start to see who's for real, who's not, and maybe the books aren't pricing those teams correctly. Because right around that time, I felt like maybe weeks 1 through 7, I did pretty well. And then it started getting really difficult for me. And I was angry. I'm like, man, I kind of want to back off a little bit. Maybe that's my alarm to like, hey, let's look at some teasers here, chill out. Then maybe around week 15 or whatever, you'll start to get some better, we know who's who at that point, right? So maybe that's a way to approach it as well.
Yep, I agree 100%. And so let's flip it to this week. There are a ton. Did you feel the same way?
I've been off since week 4. Now I'm going to jump in with a ton, and I'm just like, oh, this feels like I'm setting myself up for disappointment, you know?
But you don't have to. You could pick one or two that you like. You don't have to bet every one.
Seahawks Ravens is the one that jumped out to me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seahawks Ravens, that's certainly one of them. Very low total, 40.5. And you're talking about teasing Seahawks down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just win the game. Just win the game. Because you go from 7.5 down to 1.5. Yeah, that's one. They're going on the road. That jumps out for sure. Well, here's the other thing, Aaron, because the unders have hit at such a high clip this year. Remember earlier in the year, the totals were so much higher. And then people didn't realize how suppressive scoring would be this season. And so now we've got all these low totals, 39, 40. 41. That 40.5 is the third lowest. It's not even the lowest of the year, of the week, rather. So Seattle's a look. Let's go. What about Baltimore? get Baltimore inside of a field goal. How do we feel about that against the Denver Broncos?
Well, I don't feel like the Ravens are going to put anyone away. So,
I mean, you can skip it.
I don't feel great about putting the Ravens in. I just thought it might be a good teaser leg here. It's just tough. That Ravens team, I was talking to Brad about that. You know, they're just so hard to figure out.
Giants, 7.5. Or 8, whatever number
you're
getting.
It's a division game. I kind of just want to stay away from that one. And I'm probably only going to do one teaser. When we go through all these options, I'll finalize one that I like.
But I'm saying you're getting plus 8.5 in a division game. That's my point. That it would be a game that I would want to mess with because we think it's going to come down to the end. Right. Right. If you're getting the points. Another, you mentioned Seattle. Okay, I like Pittsburgh, but I don't hate it if you want to tease Atlanta above a touchdown at home. So if you're getting 1.5 right now, you tease that to 7.5. I don't think that's terrible. I'm not going to do it because I like the Steelers in this specific matchup.
Yeah.
But that's not bad. Let's
one see. Also that I wouldn't want to do was the Browns, just because we don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to look like.
Yep. And it's that a little bit of a higher total.
So, yep, all right.
That, it,
Giants,
if something crazy happens, Seattle? I could see that one. Yeah. I would not do, well, Philly, you go through zero, so you don't ever want to go through zero anyways. I would not touch that. Here's two that are not, they don't go through the 3 and the 7 like you prefer. But I don't think they're bad. Jets +9 at the Vikings. And I would not do this because of the defense. But now we know that Fields is playing. And the Bears number, you can get +9.5 at home against the Packers. But like Rodgers could put up 40+ against the Bears in that defense. So I would not mess with that. The Jets one isn't bad, I don't think. Vikings play every single game close. And they're flying high with Mike White. Minnesota does not have a good defense. You would think that that's a close game, Jets-Vikes.
Yep, I like that one. I mean, the Ravens should be able to just beat the Broncos, even though I don't trust this Ravens team, you know, right?
You got to win by a field goal. That's what you need.
They should. I mean, the only thing would be if all of a sudden this Broncos offense looks amazing, but I don't think I believe it this far into the season. Mm-hmm. That would be really crazy.
All right, so if you're doing one, which one are you thinking?
So far I've got Ravens, Giants, or Seahawks. I don't know. Seahawks, Rams. I do hate the Rams right now, but I don't know if I can do it. I'm thinking Ravens, Giants.
Should hate the Rams. God, do they stink. Yeah. Ravens, Giants. I don't mind that one. Yeah, I mean, those are their two lowest totals of the week. 40 and 39.5. Not a lot of points. And you're getting points there with the Giants one. Oh, you hate the Commanders. And you know what? The Commanders need to be punished for that whole Sean Taylor thing last week. Like, yeah.
You know what? I'm just sick of the Commanders using Sean Taylor as like a way to distract people. And have you noticed nobody's talking about Dan Snyder anymore as well? He's probably plotting on how he's not selling the team, and that was all just a distraction so people got happy and stopped talking about him.
Ooh, yeah, the pressure's off. You get a few wins, and people are talking about you being good.
No
and nobody's
one's talking about it. It was a story daily, and I'm like, nobody's talking about it. Oh, now's a great time to do the Sean Taylor mannequin because we'll look like such nice guys. I'm not buying it.
Nope, no. I wouldn't buy into it either. All right, but so you're going back for the first time in like months. I am.
Yeah. I'm in.
All right. Good luck.
I had it in my bet slip, too. Is Paul, are you in on any teasers?
Yeah, you went perfect last week.
Yeah, I went with Ravens, Giants. That's the first. That's the only one I've got in right now. But I was just looking at Seahawks too.
Maybe I'll do Ravens, Giants, and Giants, Seahawks. Maybe I'll have two.
Would you do Jets?
I can't. It's too small of a sample size.
I'll get back to you. It doesn't jump off the page at me. I'll say that.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Ryan Horvath joins us next for the entire hour. We'll go through the marquee NFL matchups for this weekend next.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.